Chapter 5. Murphy's Pub. They walked along the path to look for the pub. Finally, they heard music and people laughing. There was a small house near the beach. It had a sign on the door. Murphy's Pub. Open all night. Mary, Clive and Brian went inside. Everybody stopped talking and turned to watch them. The Parkers sat at a table in the corner and ordered some sandwiches and hot chocolate. The people at the bar started talking again. Soon they were laughing and telling jokes. There were two musicians next to the bar. One had a small instrument called a tin whistle, and the other had a violin. They started playing an Irish song, and the people clapped their hands. A man stood on an empty table and started to dance. People moved their feet in time to the music. A girl with long hair got up to dance too. She was very good. Brian ate his sandwich and watched her. The sandwich and hot chocolate were delicious, and he was in a much better mood now. The Parkers finished their meal. It was dark outside now, and there was a loud noise on the roof of the pub.
"It's raining heavily," said Mr. Parker. "We can't walk home in this."
The musicians started to play quieter music. The Parkers were very tired after their long journey, and it was warm and comfortable in the pub. Soon, they were all asleep.
"Wake up! You should go home and sleep in your beds," said the pub owner sometime later.
The Parkers opened their eyes. It was the middle of the night, and they saw that the pub was empty. They could hear the sound of the sea outside.
"Sorry we stayed so long," Clive said to the pub owner. "We had a long journey here and we were very tired."
"Oh, that's okay," said the pub owner. "Our pub is open all hours. People often fall asleep here. Here's a torch to help you find your way in the darkness."
"Thank you,"
said Clive as they walked out into the cold night air.
"Now, which way is Aunt Sarah's house?"